From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. This is music that people everywhere recognize almost instantly, the soaring theme music from the 1939 film classic Gone with the Wind, one of the most popular Hollywood hits of all time. In fact, the movie became so popular that by now, we often forget that before it arrived in the movie houses, the story was already famous as a best-selling novel by Margaret Mitchell. And that's true of any number of other novels that were turned into films. Books such as Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird and Mario Puzo's The Godfather are both among the biggest sellers on record, and both are known to most people today from the movies they inspired. Something similar happened to another bestseller, one that was written almost 500 years ago. This music is from Handel's opera Orlando. Like Gone with the Wind, it was also based on a literary bestseller featuring a torrid but troubled romance. The opera is a musical version of Orlando Furioso, an Italian epic poem by Ludovico Ariosto that was all the rage in the 1500s. Translated literally, the title would be Crazy Orlando, and that pretty much sums it up. It's the story of a colorful knight who goes mad over his love for the wrong woman. And while the poem is no longer on the bestseller lists, it inspired a number of operas that are still going strong today. Haydn and Rossini each wrote one of them, and Handel wrote several. But today we're going to hear an Orlando opera that doesn't turn up very often, by a prolific and popular composer whose music is rarely heard in the opera house, Antonio Vivaldi. On this edition of NPR World of Opera, Vivaldi's Orlando Furioso comes to us from the Parco della Musica in Rome. The brilliant cast is headed by contralto Romina Basso in the title role, along with soprano Silvia Potzer and countertenor Jordi Domenech. The performance also features the renowned Venice Baroque Orchestra, led by conductor Andrea Marcone.